This is Wade Matthews with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Study of Swedish law allowing fathers to take it for 30 days as needed in the year after birth indicated there was a 26% decrease in anti-anxiety prescription and a 14% reduction in hospital returns. 10 counties that created the most manufacturing jobs in 2017 and 18 were Harris County, Texas, Story County, Nevada, Santa Clara County, California, Alameda County, California, Maricopa County, Arizona, Peoria County, Illinois, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tarrant County, Texas, Orange County, California, and Macomb County, Michigan. Extradition hearing from the United Kingdom to the U.S. for Julian Assange is set for February 2020. Thousands of Swiss women demonstrated in a day of protest for equal pay, recognition of their work, and general political representation. 12 states have passed legislation in the wake of Me Too, restricting non-disclosure agreements, or NDAs, but only New Jersey has acted to make them unenforceable. The average rate on credit cards for people with poor credit was 25.33%, according to the card site creditcards.com. A new secure card from Amazon, only usable with them, sets the rate at 28.24%. In 2018, Malaysia replaced China as the world's largest importer of plastic scrap. Female startup founders received about 2% of venture capital money in Silicon Valley last year. The National Retail Federation estimates that China supplies 42% of all apparel, 73% of household appliances, and 88% of toys sold in the U.S. For more than a decade, Walmart used middlemen to make dubious payments to governments around the globe in order to open new locations, U.S. prosecutors and security regulators said in a settlement agreement. Walmart's Brazilian subsidiary pled guilty to a federal crime. The $282 million in fines that Walmart has agreed to pay capped one of the biggest investigations ever under the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, which makes it illegal for American corporations to bribe overseas officials. 46% of total suspensions in New York City in 2018 were issued to black students, who make up 26% of the school system. European Union leaders failed to reach an agreement to reduce their net carbon emissions to zero by 2050. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkins. Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.